Yes, I met with one discontent who would willingly have persuaded me to go back again with him. His reason was for that the valley was altogether without honor. He told me, moreover, that there to go was the way to disobey all my friends, as pride, arrogancy, self-conceit, worldly glory with others, who he knew, as he said, would be very much offended if I made such a fool of myself as to wade through this valley.
Well, and how did you answer him?
I told him that although all these that he named might claim kindred of me, and that rightly, for indeed they were my relations according to the flesh, yet since I became a pilgrim, they have disowned me, as I also have rejected them. Therefore, they were to me now no more than if they had never been of my lineage. I told him, moreover, that as to this valley, he had quite misrepresented the thing. For before honor is humility, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Therefore, said I had rather go through this valley to the honor that was so accounted by the wisest, than choose that which he esteemed most worthy of our affections.
Met you with nothing else in that valley?
Yes, I met with shame. But of all the men that I met with in my pilgrimage, he, I think, bears the wrong name. The others would be said nay, after a little argumentation, somewhat else. But this bold-faced shame would never have done.
Why, what did he say to you?
What? Why, he objected against religion itself. He said it was a pitiful, low, sneaking business for a man to mind religion. He said that a tender conscience was an unmanly thing, and that for a man to watch over his words and ways so as to tie up himself from that hectoring liberty that the brave spirits of the times accustom themselves unto, would make him the ridicule of the times. He objected also that but few of the mighty, rich, or wise were ever of my opinion, nor any of them neither, before they were persuaded to be fools and to be of a voluntary fondness to venture the loss of all, for nobody knows what. He moreover objected the base and low estate and condition of those that were chiefly the pilgrims of the times in which they lived, also their ignorance and want of understanding in all natural science. Yea, he did hold me to it at that rate also about a great many more things than here I relate, as that it was a shame to sit whining and mourning under a sermon, and a shame to come sighing and groaning home. It was a shame to ask my neighbor forgiveness for petty faults, or to make restitution where I have taken from any. He said also that religion made a man grow strange to the great because of a few vices, which he called by finer names, and made him own and respect the base because of the same religious fraternity. And is not this, said he, a shame?
And what did you say to him?
Say? I could not tell what to say at the first. Yea, he put me so to it that my blood came up in my face. Even this shame fetched it up, and it almost beat me quite off. But at last I began to consider that that which is highly esteemed among men is had in abomination with God. And I thought again, this shame tells me what men are, but it tells me nothing what God or the Word of God is. And I thought, moreover, that at the day of doom, we shall not be doomed to death or life according to the hectoring spirits of the world, but according to the wisdom and law of the highest. Therefore, thought I, what God says is best, indeed is best, though all the men in the world are against it. Seeing then that God prefers his religion, seeing God prefers a tender conscience, seeing they that make themselves fools for the kingdom of heaven are wisest, and that the poor man that loveth Christ is richer than the greatest man in the world that hates him, shame, depart, thou art an enemy to my salvation. Shall I entertain thee against my sovereign Lord? How then shall I look him in the face at his coming? Should I now be ashamed of his ways and servants? How can I expect the blessing? But indeed, this shame was a bold villain. I could scarce shake him out of my company. Yea, he would be haunting of me, and continually whispering me in the ear, with some one or other of the infirmities that attend religion. But at last I told him it was but in vain to attempt further in this business, for those things that he disdained, in those did I see most glory. And so at last I got past this importunate one. And when I had shaken him off, then I began to sing. Trials that those men do meet withal, that are obedient to the heavenly call, are manifold and suited to the flesh, and come and come and come again afresh. Now or sometime else we by them may be taken, overcome, and cast away. Oh, let the pilgrims then be vigilant, and quit themselves like men.
I am glad, my brother, that thou didst withstand this villain so bravely. For of all, as thou sayest, I think he has the wrong name. For he is so bold as to follow us in the streets, and to attempt to put us to shame before all men. That is, to make us ashamed of that which is good. But if he was not himself audacious, he would never attempt to do as he does. But let us still resist him, for notwithstanding all his bravados, he promoteth the fool and nothing else. The wise shall inherit glory, said Solomon, but shame shall be the promotion of fools.
I think we must cry to him for help against shame, who would have us to be valiant for the truth upon the earth.
You say true. But did you meet nobody else in that valley?
No, not I, for I had sunshine all the rest of the way through that, and also through the valley of the shadow of death.
It was well for you. I am sure it fared far otherwise with me. I had for a long season, as soon almost as I entered into that valley, a dreadful combat with that foul fiend Apollo. Yea, I thought verily he would have killed me, especially when he got me down and crushed me under him, as if he would have crushed me to pieces. For as he threw me, my sword fell out of my hand. Nay, he told me he was sure of me. But I cried to God, and he heard me, and delivered me out of all my troubles.
Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise.
Then I entered into the valley of the shadow of death and had no light for almost half the way through it. I thought I should have been killed there, over and over. But at last the day broke and the sun rose, and I went through that which was behind with far more ease and quiet.